Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of AuthorOfMyFaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman, and the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for Christian women to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational audio series for women entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men, and Habits to Break Through to a New You. This is day 15, and let's talk about the power of prayer. If you haven't seen the movie War Room yet, I don't want to ruin it for you, so I'll warn, there may be a teeny bit of spoilers in this audio. So I wanted to share why I believe the movie War Room was such a powerful movie, and I believe it's because it reminds us how powerful prayer is when we apply it consistently, which is daily, to our lives. The character Clara, which is an older woman, older widowed woman, actually, tells a younger character who's married with a daughter that it's not good enough to have a lukewarm prayer life. That in order to see the power of God move in your life, you have to have a hot prayer life. So I want to share what that means to me and how I've applied what I saw in the movie. But more importantly, what I know the Bible says about prayer. First, I dedicated a room in my home to prayer and meditating on the things of God. Second, I started bringing very personal things to God in prayer. Those things that I hold dear to my heart, those things that trip me up every day, and those things that no matter what all I've done, I can't get anywhere with them. Third, I've been as consistent as possible with my daily prayers. Fourth, I've come to expect that God will answer my prayers, not just with allowing me to see them happen necessarily, although that's happened too since I started doing that, but that he will actually communicate with me, like having a conversation, just like you have a conversation with another person. If you are a Christian woman and either one, you feel worn out from giving life your best efforts, or two, you don't feel like you're seeing the power of God in your life like you want, I've got to tell you, you might want to take a look at your prayer life. If it's cold or lukewarm, you need to turn up the heat by meeting God in your secret prayer closet. So for my single Christian women, I've got a prayer guide that gives you ideas on important areas of your singleness to pray over. And for all of my women listening to this, I want to leave you with two passages of scripture that I want you to focus on until we talk again, to get you focused on how to pray. And the guide, you can find it at e-junkie.com/author of faith. So here are the two scriptures. The first one is Matthew 6:6, which says, "But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you." The second is Matthew 6:9-13. Pray like this: "Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day the food we need, and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." So until tomorrow, be encouraged, and we will talk soon.